yesterday. I went through the form table of all teams in our league, and you basically what we're going through, more or less every team goes through, especially in the mid table section. There's not enough consistency for a lot of teams. So to assume that a team who had only won one game out of eight will be an easier game for us, completely wrong. In our league, we need to fight for every inch. We need to earn the right to play, and we need to fight to get something out of the game, especially in a situation where we are, where we're missing a few key players.
How frustrating is it for you that you can't get your first choice players back out on the pitch? We know that Louis Coyle is suspended, but is that a source of frustration for you as the manager right now?
I don't know how you call it. I think this is a part of football, a part of management, and I get on with my job because I only can control the controllable, and certain things is out of my control. And I learned over the years to not let me let influence that my mood or my decision making. So I get on with my job, and I know that is a part of the game.
And how happy are you with the counter-attacking at the minute? And how important is that likely to be again on Tuesday night at Walsall?
That obviously is one of our biggest strengths we have in the last 18 months, because we have that sort of players, that sort of ability also to change games. The situation with the injuries and suspension limited us in the moment to reinforce energy, not only with one striker, probably with two or three, like we did in the past, and that is very, very difficult to cope with for the opposition. So we are a little bit limited on that part, but I think we're improving in other areas, for example, in terms of possession, in terms of playing in the opposition half and keeping the ball, and try to be creative with having the ball. It's always a process with us. Sometimes you're winning something in certain areas, something you're losing something. But overall, I think we're on a good way. We just need to make sure we're doing the right things again and again and again, and getting some sort of consistency in our play.
Thinking about last season, you beat Walsall twice. You won down at Walsall with a header from Kian Bolger. He's yet to get off the mark this season, Uwe. Are you surprised by that?
No, because we're having in our league, they're working some very good coaches, and they know what they're doing. And obviously, when we have the Kian Bolger last year, nobody really had Kian Bolger on their radar. And certainly, this guy turns up after 3 months into the season and scoring six goals from set pieces. Obviously, now he's well known. People doing their jobs on him. And that is big and part of the game, and we need to evolve year after year. We need to find new ways to score. We need to try to surprise the opposition, and that is where we are.
Just looking at the league table in League One, I know you don't often take too much notice of this, but is there a suggestion that the top five are starting to break a little bit away from the chasing pack, in which of course you find yourselves currently ninth?
First and foremost, it's too early to watch at the table. I'm generally interested in the table, but not at that stage of the season. I think in the moment we have set the target to get 10 wins before the 31st of December, and that is still possible. And that is what we're working on. And when we get that target, we try to get the next one. And that is all what I'm focused on. I'm not focused on the first five or bottom five, or I'm focused entirely only on us. To make sure we're getting the 10 wins before the 31st of December.
George Glendon hobbled off at the weekend. Is there any update you can give us on that?
He will be assessed, and obviously there's a reason why he went off, but it's too early to say is he ready for selection or not.
OK, and the usual customary question about Conor McAleenney, how close is he, do you think, at the minute?
Not close enough to play on Tuesday night.